from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jane. Happy New Year, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so to the ladies out there looking for love in 2015, a group of New York men say landing your man may be as simple as cooking him a meal, drawing him a bath, rubbing his feet, stroking his ego, and keeping yourself interesting. Well, some of the advice from the upcoming book, Single Man, Married Man, written by 7 black men, some single, some married, some divorced. That's the advice that they're giving in this book that comes out in February. But hold on, ladies. Critics are calling the book the most sexist advice ever when it comes to landing love. I'm going inside her story with Jean Alert and Jaquel Bazin, two of the authors of the book, Single Man, Married Man. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so let's talk about, thank you for being here. So let's talk about the subtitle. Every man, this is what you say on the book, every man wants to get married. Why not you? It seems like you're kind of saying that if a woman wants to marry a man, it's really up to her. And that it's her fault if it doesn't work out.
Well, not quite too much, but you know, one of the main reasons why we actually put the book together is because, you know, it's been dictated that when it comes to love and relationships, women are a lot more difficult to understand than men, and that men are simple. And we wanted to kind of flip that and, you know, show that by writing this from 8 different perspectives and 8 different relationship statuses, that, you know, men can be just as complex as women. And you know, we wanted this to be used as a guide, as more of a tool for both men and women to you know, enjoy happier, longer lasting relationships.
Well, Tom is big on vetting, so let's get this out of the way. There are 7 or 8 of you.
Yes.
Okay. No, which is it, 7 or 8?
No, there's 8 of us.
Okay, so there are 8 of you all who came together to write this book, and all of you are very successful in your various careers, but none of you are relationship experts, but I understand that you polled men. Tell me how you came up with the advice that's in the book.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Well, actually, what we did is we went in and we interviewed. We put out a survey on our website, and we got a couple of hundred responses back from different various men, from single, married, men who had been divorced, men who are currently engaged.
Let's hear some of the questions.
Say that again?
Let's hear some of the questions.
Well, some of the questions were, you know, do you believe in marriage? How long have you been in a relationship? Are you afraid of commitment? Do you find yourself intimidated by stronger women? No. Those were some of the questions that we asked on our surveys. And we got various responses back from older men, younger men, again, men in relationships. And the answers were quite amazing because we found that, you know, different types of men agreed on obviously a lot of different topics, and other men who were, you know, in different age groups and different walks of life had a lot obviously different answers. A lot of younger guys were more focused on their careers, while the older guys were more focused on finding that special person to, you know, build a foundation with and overall build a family with. So the answers came back, you know, kind of here and there on different levels. So what we did is we gathered all that information up, and we said, you know, based on the different relationship statuses of the 8 authors, we said, all right, you know, you're going to handle the divorce guys. You're going to write from the divorce guy's perspective since you're a divorced man.
Okay, so the guys who really want to get married, what's their age?
Well, they say all men want to get married, right?
No.
the book says every man wants to get married. Why not with you?
Well, you know, based on the responses that we've gotten back, it shows that although even the younger guys who are more focused on their careers right now, eventually down the line, once they get settled down and once, you know, they've made the bank account or they've achieved the level of success that they're looking for, it shows that, they, you know, even them, even when they were younger and they said that they didn't want to get married, they didn't see themselves settling down.
So you have to wait for them to be successful? Is that the advice you would give
them? No, absolutely not. We're just saying that even those guys that said that they weren't interested in getting married, it shows that later on in life they do want to get married.
And what kind of women did they say they wanted to marry? What are the women?
Oh, well, that ranges from different men, obviously, because not all men are looking for the same type of woman. But most men aren't, you know, you'll find surprising that most men aren't intimidated by successful women. A lot of men are looking for that independent female who's...
As long as she caters to him.
And massages his feet.
Draws him a bath. You all said in the book, I'm not sure who said this, but if you just follow the words of the song from Destiny's Child, Let Me Cater to You. And that would be the best way to get and keep a man.
All right.
You guys standing by that?
Well, the most interesting thing is, again, that because the book comes from the 8 different perspectives, that's probably coming from the single man's perspective. And
so you don't agree with that?
Say that again?
You don't agree with that?
I'm not going to say that I don't agree with it. I'll say that a foot massage always helps.
Are you giving foot massages too?
Absolutely. It's a give and take.
What about why men cheat and lie?
That's probably going to be one of the hottest topics, and one that, you know, I personally approached with a great deal of wanted to make sure that I didn't ruffle any.
So why do they do it?
There's no definitive answer, but I think that you guys will find it very interesting, the responses from the 8 different perspectives.
So like
why do women put up with it?
Say that again.
Why do women
find out what one of the responses is, first of all, why they
cheat? We'd like to know. From my perspective,
and this is Jaquel, I believe that, you know, some men cheat because they're trying to fill a void. There's a certain imbalance that they're not getting at home, and they're trying to fill that balance, whether it's from a physical perspective, whether it's from an emotional perspective, whether it's from a social perspective. Maybe they're not communicating at home.
So what should a woman do about that?
Well, there's a lot of different things to do, and I mean we laid it all out in the book.
Well, what are the things?
Well, tell us. This is the way to sell the book, Jaquel. Tell us.
Gene, you have to give
us something.
Yeah, why do women put up with it? That's what I would like.
Why do women put up with it? Well, I don't think that necessarily women put up with it. The thing is that, you know, especially from what I've learned from a female perspective, is that once a female is committed and she really believes that she's built a foundation and she sees a future with the person that she is, she's, you know, a lot of women, especially the strong ones out there, they're willing to work through certain obstacles and certain adversities. And I believe that... you know, again, it all depends on who the cheating or who the indiscretion is with.
So do you think a woman who's been cheated on with a man should stay in the with that man?
It depends on the circumstance.
Like what?
Depending on how much is involved, how much is at stake, how many, you know, the
but
kids.
But if it's gotta, habitual, if he, you know, comes back time
oh,
after
no,
time
then,
after
no,
time.
No, 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 no. Then you got to value. Then you have to value yourself. You have to value yourself at a certain point and know where to draw the line and when to say enough is enough. I'm worth more than this, and I have to walk away and find happiness somewhere else.
Okay, there's not enough catering that you can do to...
Not enough massaging and drawing.
Do you talk about financial security that keeps women in a relationship where...
Absolutely. We touched on that as well. And we touched on pretty much a lot of different aspects. We know that there's so much that goes into a relationship, and we know that a lot of these different topics. I mean, you could write a whole book on just one of these chapters. Mm-hmm. You know, so we touched on a lot of different angles, and basically what we really wanted is we wanted the book to stir up some debates so that you know, we can get people talking and we can get back to building these stronger relationships. And that's why that's one of our goals, is to have these panels and have people come out, so we can touch more on these topics and go more into detail as to why men cheat. And
the book is coming out just in time for Valentine's
Day. Absolutely. The book is dropping on February 10th. And you could log on to singlemanmarriedman.com, join our mailing list to stay updated. And we're looking forward to delivering it to you guys.
Gene Alert, Jaquel Bazin.
I'm smelling a movie.
Single Man, Married Man. That is the name of the book. Check it out. It's an interesting book. It really is. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you.